the last time we played at the house, she said, tonight, you'll put pep in your music. You were going to, you know, you had a little bit more speed to it. And she said it sounded better.
Of course, you don't want to push it too far.
No, no, just, but I think we could go really fast.
Oh, I guess so. Burner stops.
I hope so. I don't want to get lost in my tunes.
No, no, but you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I get lost in the center of the
well, then just erase it and try it again.
Because if you know you can do it as many times as you need to.
Right.
You know,
let's try it. You want us to try it over and with a little bit more speed, a little bit more pep to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you keep two bows in your case too?
Yeah.
Because I noticed you have your bow is very wide.
Yeah. Well, this is mine. You're using
now. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a standard bow?
It was a cheap bow. My daddy had bought that bow.
But that's a new
hair.
New hair.
I had that put on.
Because it seems like your bow is narrower than this bow.
Now you take this bow I got in there now. I don't use it much because it's very light.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a violin made by Martin, which is a copy of Stradivarius.
Mm-hmm.
This violin was brought to New Orleans about 116 years ago. And it's got the stamp of Martin on the back, you know, right here on the neck. That's where
the
you can identify.
The same Martin that made the guitars?
That's correct. He made violin too, I believe. So this bow was in the case. It was in an old wooden case. And it didn't have nothing anymore except the case of the violin and the bridge and the keys on the neck.
Are you using steel strings?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used steel and I used super sensitive.
That's what they use in that part of the country.
Anyway, and the bow with no hair, nothing on it. Nothing.
I don't like that smooth string.
And I had it all reconditioned and put a set of string on it.
All brand new, I just bought it.
Fine tuning and everything.
Dollar set.
In fact, this chain rest was on that other violin.
Oh yeah.
And the bow, if you get it,
they used to.
There was the man that owned that violin. His name is on the bow.
I believe it's Strauss from the original.
Yeah, from the original owner. But he didn't play French music. You know, I mean, he just owned that violin. Look on the side of that bow there. No, at the back, in the back.
Oh yeah,
what is it, Strauss?
Don't touch the hair with your finger.
L. Bosch, yeah. Uh-huh.
Dick
Bosch.
Don't touch the hair.
That's French.
It grease the hair. They don't work at all.
It's all right. I mean,
I'm sorry about
we have
makes him slip.
No, I didn't know one wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, if you touch the hair, just wrench the thing.
Okay.